Today, January 30th, 2006, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Prides and Puppetry. The Disney Insider takes you backstage with the touring company of the Lion King stage show. It's a wonderland of puppets, huge sprays of feathers, lights, movement, and music. A pride of lionesses runs past, wearing a combination of flowing silk, beautiful headdresses, and sweatpants. Rhinos hang from the rafters. Silks and fibers billow from mobile wardrobe cabinets. A lion's proud face snarls at us. Everywhere there's something amazing to see. This isn't Geppetto's workshop or a child's dream. It's the backstage area for the touring production of The Lion King, Disney on Broadway's Tony Award-winning stage show. And we're visiting right in the middle of an afternoon rehearsal. But for the crew, this is just another day at the office. The Disney Insider was lucky enough to visit and speak to the people who keep the magic in the show, including wardrobe supervisor Jillian Kadish, puppet supervisor Ann Salt, and head carpenter Mike Nye. Jillian told us about the unique challenges The Lion King, with its innovative blend of puppetry, effects, and animal disguises, poses for the costumers. Kadish tells us, quote, "I remember the first day I stepped into the rehearsal studio, and I saw the puppets come out of the boxes. I was just blown away. It was so awe-inspiring. The first thing that came into my head was, oh my goodness, how are we going to maintain these things?" Unquote. Julie Taymor, the artist who designed the production, and Michael Curry, the puppet co-designer, created a spectacular savanna world and all its creatures on stage. It has wowed audiences since the show debuted, but it also pushed puppet and costume technology as far as they could go, and then just a little further. And the roadshow crew must keep everything looking and working just as it did on opening night on Broadway back in 1997. To keep the show sparkling, the costumers, puppet crew, and props crew all work closely together because the lines between their specialties are blurred. Traditional stageware doesn't need a welding torch to repair, but the Lion King costumers often have to ask the stage crew to play with fire to weld a broken tail back into service, for example. Some dilemmas and solutions are universal, however. Jillian says, quote, "Sometimes it's just somebody's boot zipper breaking right when they have to go on stage. It's as simple as saying, get some black gaffer's tape and start winding it around the boot. Get going!" Unquote. On the other hand, the costumers return the favor by stitching torn seams in some of the puppets, like the fragile silk bird kites that swoop over the audience. Jillian says, quote, "It's a fine line. What's a prop? What's a puppet? What's a wardrobe piece? It's a very integrated show, more than any I've ever worked on. Usually it's very clearly divided into what is your domain. But that's what's nice about this show and this crew. Everybody helps everybody else out. It's really unusual." Unquote. Puppet supervisor Ann Salt faces her own challenges keeping the delicate, fantastical creatures in the show working as they should. The pieces are made to travel and to be handled, but even so, they require constant attention and care. Ann tells us, quote, "The gazelles are made out of carbon and have a textured coating on the outside, and they're hand-painted. They're terribly delicate. Some of the pieces are more sturdy, like the rhino. They're sturdy animals, after all, so it's easy to make the puppet stronger. When we move from place to place, that's when most of the damage happens. We have a very limited amount of time to pack everything in boxes, and then we get to the other end and it's in pieces." Unquote. Life backstage is never boring. Anne continues, quote, "One of the challenges is having to do a little bit of everything. We use a lot of foam in the show, and you need strong painting skills. It's constant maintenance and making everything look really beautiful, up close as well as from the audience, so the actors feel the part." Unquote. Anne's crew carries a stock of supplies and spare parts everywhere the show travels. She shows us racks of grass, paint pots, specially stiffened and painted feathers, and odd bits of leather, latex, and much more. The masks worn by many of the actors are almost weightless confections, attached to head mounts painstakingly molded to fit the individual actors perfectly. Other items are more mundane. The back ends of the giraffe puppets, it turns out, are fashioned from yard brooms, and the puppet crew always picks up extras when they reach a new city. The Lion King spends anywhere from 6 weeks to a couple of months or more in each city, Then the entire show is collapsed into 23 enormous tractor trailers and moves on. Each stage and backstage area provides new challenges, not least in simply finding room to fit the various maintenance shops, studios, changing areas, and backstage personnel into a very limited space. Head carpenter Mike Nye says, quote, "There are a lot more people back here than you realize. When you count all the dressers and the crew, there is just as much, if not more, choreography behind the scenes as there is on stage." Unquote. All of this effort and bustle pay off in cities around the country. And while the audience thrills to the first magnificent strains of the Circle of Life, the frantic yet efficient backstage rounds will continue to keep The Lion King one of the most moving and spectacular stage experiences in the world. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney Podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.